Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bechayrus, Perek Vav, Mishlechas Mishnatas. And today's Mishnatas are being learned B'schos Esbas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Avayin Rezivu Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishlechas tells us Nishbar Etzem Yadoi. If the bone of the hand broke, now animals don't have hands, so that's referring to the front leg. If one of the front legs is broken, that's a mum. V'etzem Ragloi, or the back leg broke. Afal Pishen and Nicker, even if it's not recognizable when it stands up, since we know that it's broken, that's a mum. Nemashi continues, Mumen Elu, Mana Yala B'yavne, these Mumen were counted as Mumen by this fellow Yala and Yavne. We had mentioned him earlier in the Masechta that he was a very trustworthy expert, and so he counted these things, broken back or front leg, as a mum. V'hoid lecham lecham agreed to him. However, v'oy shalei shahaysef, this Yala fellow added on another three mumen, but Amrloi lecham told him, leishamanu es elu, we never heard about those mumen. Now, what are those ones that he added on? Eshel galgal einoy agel kshel adam, if the circle of the eye is round like a person's is, and upiv dem leshel chazir, if its mouth looks like a pig's mouth, v'shinitol roif hamadaber shel shaynoy, and if the majority of the speaking part of its tongue is removed. And obviously, animals don't speak. As referring to a person's tongue, that's just a way to describe what it's like on an animal. And we know that the madaber part of the tongue of a person is the front part, where it's not connected with that little piece of skin to bottom jaw. So if the majority of that part is removed on animals, according to Ayala, that's considered a mum. And even though the Chum didn't agree with him, Ubezin shal achreim amru, a later Bezin said, Hari el mumen, these are considered mumen. On to Mishnah Tes, Mai said there's a story, shal lechi atachtoin oidev ala elyon, the bottom jaw stuck out more than the upper jaw. It had a very big underbite. Rishon Gamliel sent this question to the Chachamim. V'amrin, they said, Harei is a mom, that's considered a mom. Now, another discussion, Oizen Agdi Shaisa Kfula, an ear of a goat that was doubled, which means it had the regular ear, and then inside the regular ear looked like there was another one growing. Kind of like sometimes you cut open a pepper and you find a little baby pepper growing on the inside of it. Its ear was like that. Amr Chacham said, Bizman Shi Etzem Echad, if it's all coming out of the same piece of cartilage, mom, that's a mom. But in Etzem Echad, if it's not one piece of cartilage, it's two separate ears, then ain't a mum, it's not considered a mum. Now, what about a tail? So, he tells us, the tail of a goat looks like a chazer, meaning it's round instead of wide and flat, or if the tail of a sheep doesn't have at least three chulyos, which is like three vertebrae, that's considered a mum. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph, discussing more mumen. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.